from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Jarrett, good morning. How you holding up, buddy?
Good morning, Mully and Hall. It's so good to be back talking football with you guys. How you guys doing this morning?
Doing well.
Yeah, we're living the dream, and obviously we're talking about the Bears. And I don't know if they win that game a year ago. They had a lot of belief in themselves. They did great things to get it done. They also needed the contribution from Will Levis. He was there for you. How do you feel about everything that occurred, and where are you at with their offense right now?
Well, I'll start with this. It's actually, last night I was thinking about our conversation this morning, how it was going to go. This starts out perfectly, Molly. You set me up. I'm proud of this team. I'm proud of the way you were just talking about how a year ago this team probably would have folded being down 17, right? Mm-hmm. And you just trying to figure out what they're going to do. It speaks volumes to the guys inside, especially the veteran presence inside that locker room. And like Kevin Byer, those guys that are speaking up at halftime, that are finding ways to get guys pumped back up. Like, this is, you can't rely on this all the time to be down like that and come back, but it shows what kind of guys and kind of characters inside of that locker room. And I'm proud of them for digging it out. I mean, offense was kind of nowhere to be found. But the defense, we know, and Caleb kind of talked about that, right? Like, not only just, like, you know, talking to those guys, all the guys on the defense, but he was going to lean on that defense. That's what had to happen. Special teams defense took over that game. And you just start to see that on the offensive side, man, there's still – they still got to figure this thing out. I think we were all waiting for, like, sitting there going, man, like, we got this new Ferrari, man. Let's go and drive it. And then next thing you know, it was not driving like a Kia. You know what I mean? Like, it's got the engine in there. I'm like, what is going on here? So to figure out, and I've said this before, and you guys, I say it on your show all the time, your offensive line, especially the interior, it has to get better. I mean, you can have all the bells and whistles on the outside if you want to. If there's pressure, blitz is not really coming, but they're getting pressure up the middle. And I understand who they were going up against this past Sunday. I get it. But when you're getting run over and the tape is being shown that there's issues there at that center position, guard to guard, in between there, that's an issue there for a rookie quarterback that – everybody was hoping to have success, and a part of the reason why he struggled a little bit on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. What's something that you think about this team now that you might not have thought before they beat the Titans?
I really thought that for Shane Waldron, I thought for me, I thought it was going to be let's rely on this run game. Let's figure out the run game and really play off of that. From what I saw, David, in the preseason with a lot of some of the, you know, the easy looks, the easy stuff, that the easy plays where, you know, is run the football, then next thing you know, with the boot action and really being able to hold that other guy on the other side, that, you know, to be able to kind of freeze him a little bit, give Caleb some time to throw. I thought we were going to see the mix and match of that a little bit. And I think the kind of the run game of not running the ball and being consistent running the ball and then playing off of that, it really got me a little bit. But defensively, I think I've always known that this defense is, they have a chance to be special. It's just they're going to have to figure out, can this offense figure it out fast enough so they can, because three and outs aren't going to work. I've been on those teams where your offense isn't doing anything and defense has been saving your behind all the time, and they're just getting over to the sidelines, sipping on their Gatorade. They're back out on the field, and that creates some division there. I've seen that before. So it's, can this offense find a way to find a rhythm, get a rhythm, and sustain drives to let this defense do what they do? And hopefully those takeaways will kind of keep coming. I know Will Levis served him up a little bit. He was nervous. He was up going, man, we got this, and then got nervous. This rookie quarterback and Caleb Williams did not, first of all, I know there was opportunities that for some interceptions that were deflected balls and all that other stuff, but he didn't turn over the football. And it goes to show for a young man who had the world watching him, all eyes on him, to me didn't look rattled, but looked like the game was a little bit faster than he expected. And I think the nerves were there a little bit, or some of the overthrows, or the throws that we're used to seeing him truly make and drop dimes, like, yeah, because of the situation he was in. But to me, he's going to learn from that, and that's what the difference is. And, David, that's the difference from what we were talking about from you know, me all the time talking about, man, you know, we got to stick with Justin. I don't know if Justin makes those, looks at the film, figures it out, and makes the adjustments moving forward like I feel like Caleb's going to do as he moves on in his rookie season.
You know, we've talked to different people that have suffered MCL strains and asked them what that means for a guy like Rome Odunze. I think I started the conversation with some of these guys because we were asking about Jordan Love. You ever have an MCL, Jarrett? Or do you?
No.
Have you dealt with other people having it? And, you know, you can come back from that fairly quickly, but you're playing with what the old days you call a trick knee, where you're kind of getting this lateral movement and you can go down.
No, never had it, but seen guys around, Molly. And it's rough, man. We're talking about what you need to be able to cut. And just watching football over this past weekend and how fast the game is, making cuts to the physical game against the Rams and the Lions, watching the hard hitting that's going on. Like, your knee's got to be right, man.
Yeah.
It's a part of everything. And so, yeah, it's a little concerning, MCL sprain, but it could have been worse.
Oh, yeah.
But what kind of is more concerning to me is what Keenan Allen and his heel, and how is he feeling, and with Rome is going to be week to week. Now you go into Sunday night, a big time football game against a good football team, and now you don't have two of the main characters on your roster probably on the field. And that, how does that change the dynamics of this Bears offense, which we've already seen has had issues in week one against the Titans?
Do you think players are watching closely, waiting to see how Matt Eberflus handles Velus Jones and how he may or may not be demoted or active on Sunday? Do you think that accountability matters to a team full of guys in that locker room that hold each other accountable?
I mean, David, it should. I mean, it should, but I mean, this is... The issue is your second. He's a second round pick, and from going back to the days of just my short period of time in Tennessee, when guys are drafted, they get so many opportunities. Because if someone drafts you, they don't want to look like they made a bad decision. But guess what? When you start seeing the mistakes and the inconsistencies there, it's hard to – you can't trick the fans. They see it. They see it. It's on film. They're watching the games on Sunday. And so for a locker room that has gotten a lot tighter and a lot closer with just because of the character that's inside of that locker room, I don't know how many more chances the young man can have before that starts to really creep into what I see as kind of this new nucleus and form that's going on inside of that Bears locker room. Because at some point, I mean, he's had a lot of chances. Yeah. He's had a lot of opportunities. And, I mean, that's when you're getting switched positions to be able to – they're trying to find a way to keep you to stay. And I get where Poles is coming from. Like, he wants to be able to say, see, I told you so. This is going to work. But at some point, you got fans out here, my phone blowing up right after the fumble kickoff, and people are – I got over 20 text messages right then from Bears fans saying, like, I'm done seeing this. And so that's the hard part. Yeah, at some point, you have to be able to hold – him accountable and also show that what we're trying to do inside this locker room moving forward, that you got to hold up your end of the bargain.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, I mean, here's the reality, that you won the game because of your takeaways, and you cannot give the ball away, period, end of story. It's just you're not built, apparently, to score a lot of touchdowns right now, and you got to win, and you can't lose the ball. And frankly, I think you got a better option. That's the problem for Velus, is that why would you want him to be your kickoff returner when DeAndre Carter came in and had a 66-yard return? It's just nonsensical. And so I think that he has no position for this Sunday. I don't think he's on the active roster, even though, you know, Roma Dunze probably misses the game. And you know, obviously you got Tyler Scott moving in for him. So you got an extra roster spot. I wouldn't give it to Velus.
No, it'll be hard to do that. And then you're going to have to pick up some production on the offensive side, Molly. Like, I mean, the one thing that really jumped out to me, actually, you know what, Dave? I didn't answer your question the way I should. This is it right here. I did not think that Cole Kmet would be just like he was on Hard Knocks, non-existent, for a guy in Chicago who is a Chicago guy, St. Vider alum. Shout out to the Lions out there. I thought he would be more involved in the offense. We know this young man can block, and so maybe that's what happens now. I thought that the tight ends would be more involved in this offense than they were week one. And I know it's still early, but maybe with Rome being week to week and all that stuff, maybe this opens up an opportunity for him to be that safety blanket for Caleb Williams, and maybe to kind of take, I don't know, add a new dimension to this offense that we did not see at all. Because, I mean, the young man was blocking, but I didn't get an opportunity. One target towards him, to me, that's not enough for a guy that you paid money to and that is supposed to be a big part of this offense.
So if you're texting Shane Waldron or emailing him, Jarrett, as you might be known to do, what would be your bullet point advice to the offensive coordinator?
I would say good luck figuring out your center and right guard position. Like, figure that out. That needs to be – what did Olin say to you guys yesterday? If you're rotating a guard position and you don't have one at all, I mean, that is so true. So true. I would say I'm the running back here. I'm always going to tell you, run the football, man. Like, find a way. Find a way because you listen. You want to get cute and throw all these wide receiver screens all the time. That those are almost like extended runs. Then put the ball on the ground and let that be your identity. Let that be your identity. Find a way to get Swift into the game a lot more. I mean, he's so dynamic, but you have to. And I think what's hard is when you fall behind early and you're not getting, especially on first down, you're not having success on first down, and then you're lacking in third down to be able to extend drives. You're not getting that opportunity to be able to call the plays that you want. And everybody goes out with the first. We always go first 12. And once that's over, you got to start to figure out how to adjust. And I would say Shane seems like he's still trying to figure out all this, the moving pieces of this offense, and that's a hard part. Guess what? You go through a lot of practice, I get that, but during game reps, these guys, they're not playing a lot of preseason football. So now you're learning on the fly in week one. And so that, I would say, lean on the run, take some pressure off of Caleb just a little bit, and then, pray and hope that your defense keeps finding ways to get takeaways.
Yeah, I told David we've concluded they need three interior linemen, and after the experience of Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson, we're going to determine they also need two offensive tackles.
Well, let's hold off. Let's just hold, and hopefully the anchors on the edges will be okay. Interior, yeah, it scares me a little bit because not only we talk about the center, Coleman Shelton, and then also with Nate Davis, but I mean, we all know the history of Tevin Jenkins. I mean, hopefully, knock on wood, injuries don't happen, but we know that has been a part of his resume here, and hopefully he can stay healthy. But, man, I don't know. I mean, no, Ryan Poles is my guy, man. He really is. He's my guy. But that you come into this season and the one thing is you got your quarterback that you needed. And it just doesn't seem, and I've been harping on this, it didn't seem like this offensive line was set. It didn't seem like it was set. So, like, you go get the Ferrari, man, but are you getting the protection paint on it to make sure there's no chips when you're driving down the highway, all that stuff, like the film? Like, what are you – like – Poles has to figure this thing out. He's done a great job of figuring out putting pieces around Caleb. But if that offensive line, you can't dominate on the line of scrimmage, it doesn't matter what you have. It doesn't matter because that loss for 19 is what's going to keep happening. You know, when a young man's going to be turning around, Coleman Shelton's going to be running, saying, "Run, Caleb, run!" And the fact is, this is different than the situation that we had with Justin. Caleb doesn't want to run. Caleb wants to throw. He wants to keep his eyes down the field and throw. And so it's just this is totally different. And so that offensive line has to be different for Caleb, for him to be successful. And so I don't know how you do it on the fly. I know Ryan talks about that there's a lot of depth at that position. Well, that hopefully we're going to start seeing that being tested now, but the proof's going to come on the pudding because we're all going to watch it on Sunday night, and it has to be better than it was this past Sunday if the Bears are going to find a way to get a big-time win on primetime against a really, really good football team.
30 seconds, Jarrett. So overreaction week, is it an overreaction to wonder if Daryl Taylor could lead the Bears in sacks?
I feel Montez is going to get going, but yeah, I always thought he was a great addition. I mean, he's got something to prove, so you never know what could happen. We know this is his opportunity to prove himself. So as much as Montez gets on one side, it's going to free him up a little bit. And I think that's where if you can get going and get someone else going too, then it gives Montez an opportunity to kind of pin his ears back. And so it's going to take him off. But yeah, I wouldn't say overreaction. You never know what's going to happen. This defense is all about that back end doing what they do. And up front, they just got to kind of figure it out at rotation on the other side, opposite of Montez.
He's getting 34 sacks.
Not 34. If he gets 34 sacks, man,
he'll get paid.
Yeah, he'll get paid too.
All right, Jared. Hey, thanks, Jared. Did you pick the game? Are you taking the Bears over Houston at Houston? Or should we just not talk about it?
Molly, we can't talk about that yet. I do my Peyton picks at the end on Thursday. Actually, no, tomorrow for my show that I do on News Nation. So next star. So I will figure it out.
You take Houston then. That's fine.
I always do straight up, though. But last night, we don't even want to talk about my bets last night. Anyway, always a pleasure talking to you guys.
Buddy. See you, Jared.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.